If you got your Bibles, turn with me into Psalms 107. Psalms 107. I got this right before I came here. I was telling Mary about, I'll tell you, there's so much in this Psalm 107. Psalms 107, look at verse 1. Oh, blessed Lord. I'd like to deal with two words in this message tonight. Two words. The word O, O-H, and the word then. The word O, and the word then. Two words. Verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is what?
Good.
He is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. All right, you may be seated. Oh, and then, look at verse 3 as you keep your Bibles open. And gathered them out, O-U-T, out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. When God delivers, he makes a complete deliverance.
Amen.
When he brings you out, he brings you out lock, stock, and barrel. He'll not leave one foot in.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we need. God, get a hold of the souls and bring them out, completely out.
Right.
And he knows how to do it. They wondered. Talking about Israel, looking back in the wilderness wanderings for 40 years. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. How would you like to be in a place with no McDonald's, no Walmarts, no stores, nothing good to go to? Everything is desert. Oh, Lord, everything is wilderness. How would you like to be solitary like that? Oh, but God's getting ready to do a miracle in the lives of his people. Did you know God's got a way of drawing us to him and getting us to depend upon him? The problem with people nowadays, they just don't need God. They've got a job, they've got income, they got Social Security, they've got money, they've got a house to live in, food to eat, and they have no need for God. But I don't know about you, but I need him every day that I live. Hey, Lord, I cannot breathe the next breath without him. I'm so glad that he called me out and he drew me all the way out. Ain't you glad of that? That the Lord saves, he saves to the uttermost. Yeah. So here they are out in a wilderness land, a land of pits, a land of cactus, no doubt, a land of serpents, a land of dryness, and there are hungry people, and they are thirsty, and then it comes to them, God, I've been delivered, you brought us out of the hand of Pharaoh, and out of the hand of our enemy, and out of the enemy's land, but we're out here, and what God's just saying, I want you to depend upon me. You don't know when the next blessing, where the next blessing will come from. You ain't able to clothe your own self. You ain't able to bring your own food in. That's exactly what God's just saying. You got to get in a place that you completely depend upon the Lord. Hey God, I can't save myself. I cannot preserve my own life. I cannot lead and guide my own footsteps. I don't know where I am without the Lord. I need him to take my hand and to lead me. He knows where Canaan is. He knows where the best place is. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, you brought me this far, and I know that you'll take me the rest of the way. No matter how dry it gets, and no matter how solitary the place is, God knows exactly where you are. And you might feel like you're in a wilderness and all alone, but the Lord is in the wilderness, and the Lord knows where
He where you are. Hallelujah. He's got his eyes upon you. How many knows his eyes are upon the sparrow and his eyes are upon us? They ain't a dry place that you'll ever be in or a lonely place that you could ever be. But what God don't know where you're at, and he'll take care of you. Hallelujah. The pillar of a cloud by day he went before them, in a pillar of a fire in the midnight hour. The Lord was in the fire and the Lord was in the cloud for 40 long years. Hallelujah. He sent down manna, hallelujah, upon the ground and fed them with angels' food. Hey Lord, every morning that they woke up, a little wafer like a coriander seed, hallelujah, was all around their tent. Hallelujah. 2 to 3 million people, and God fed every one of them. I'm telling you, if he fed them out in the middle of nowhere, hallelujah, I believe he'll take care of us. I believe he'll feed us. I raise your Lord a hand and praise him.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Hey, Lord, we're thirsty. Hallelujah. I'll tell you one thing, it's one thing to be thirsty physically. I'll tell you when I'm thirsty, Ronnie and Brother Ron, Pop don't do it. Pepsi and Coke and Mountain Dew won't do it. But I can go under that refrigerator, Brother Tim, and reach in there and get a nice mountain, a bottle of water. I'm telling you, water will quench that thirst in the physical. Look at I tell you, God's got a fountain that'll never run dry, and the streams make glad the city of God. When the Lord pours it out, he'll quench the thirst of the inner man. That's what the Lord's a wanting to do tonight. He's a wanting to give you some spiritual food and a spiritual drink from the well of life. I'm telling you, there's life in the well, and there's healing in the well, and there's healing in the water of God. Raise your Lord a hand. There's deliverance. Hallelujah in God
tonight.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Living water. Come on.
From whence hast thou that living water?
Amen.
We're thirsty. God said, Moses said, take that rod in your hand here. He said, for you to speak to that rock.
Right.
Went over there the first time. And I can see all of Israel said, Moses, we're dying of thirst. And you're saying that water, you said that the Lord says to speak to that rock and water would come out. What would you do in a case like that? Your eyes are opened for a miracle. Moses goes over there and he speaks to that rock, and God clave the rock, and there was rivers of water that came out of that rock. Amen. Enough to quench the thirst of 2 to 3 million people.
Yes.
Holy Lord.
Yes.
Holy Lord. Come on.
Yes. Yes.
Come on. There's times in our life, listen to me, I feel teaching.
Come on.
We'll look at situations and say, I don't see a thing coming out of that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm in a condition and I'm in a position and I'm in a place and I just don't see how that it'll work out.
Right.
They ain't nothing good can come out of this.
Come on.
They ain't nothing good can come out of it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But at God's command, speak to it. Speak to it. And Moses obeyed the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if we'll obey the Lord, God will bring supplies out just like he said he will do. Hey, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on.
They wandered in a wilderness in a solitary way, lonely. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul painted in them. How many's ever been there? Lord, I feel like I'm at the point of fainting.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Look at verse 6. Here's one of the words. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Look at verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied the longing soul and filleth the hungry with goodness. Hey, Lord, what I told Mary, and I've never preached it before, God's awaiting on your then. That's exactly what he's awaiting on. Hey, Lord, he's awaiting you to get in that position and in that place in your trial when you feel all alone and when you're up against it and you're in the middle of trial and when your soul feels so faint on the inside, when you're down to nothing and everything is empty inside of you. God's awaiting on your then. Hallelujah. How low do we have to get? How low and how hungry do we have to get? How thirsty do we have to get? How faint on the inside do we have to get before we call on the Lord? I'm down here, Lord. Oh God, as low as I can get. And then they called on the Lord, and he delivered them out. Raise your little head. Jesus is awaiting on your then. I tell you, within that word then, it means a prayer and a cry from the heart. I realize my need, and I need, Lord, I need you more right now than I've ever needed you. I need you in my soul. I need you in my heart. I need you to touch my body. Then they cried unto the Lord, and he answered them. Hey, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
How low, how needy do we have to get before that then arises within the soul? Then we utter a prayer. Then we cry to God. Then we lift our voice. Then, Jesus, I reach to you. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied the longing soul and he filled the hungry with goodness. Did you know that you cannot put a definition upon O? O-H. It has to be felt. There's no words to describe. Oh, it's a cry from the heart. It's a cry from the depths of the soul. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. I'm telling you, we need a praise and we need a worship in the house of God. We need to lift up holy hands. Hallelujah. And praise him in the sanctuary. How many's ever had the Lord to touch you? Hallelujah. To heal you and to revive you. Oh, the Holy Ghost inspired David. Write it, son. I want my people to praise me for what I've already done. Hallelujah. What I've given them and what I brought them out of. We're here today by the grace and the mercy of God. I am what I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. Hallelujah. I feel the witness in my soul. He's been good to me. He's delivered me. He's touched me over and over. He's mighty. He's God. He's still in control. He loves us with an everlasting love. Then God's waiting on our then.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, I've never heard anybody else teach it or preach it. Listen, verse 10. Such as sit in darkness in the shadow of death. That's a bad place to be in.
Come on.
You sit and you dwell in darkness. Children, the physical darkness is bad enough. But oh God, when we get into that region of the shadow of death, when it's dark spiritually to us, and we cannot see clearly, the light of God seems vanquished. Being bound in affliction and iron, oh God,
come on.
Because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High, they scorned it. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death.
Yes.
And break their bands in sunder.
Come on.
Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Number one, he came to the lonely and the hungry and thirsty when they were faint-hearted, and he fed them, and he gave them drink. And after all of that, and after all the goodness of God, where's the praises?
Oh, God.
Where is the praises?
Oh, Jesus.
Holy, 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 the Lord's the one you're praised.
Yes.
The Lord's the one you're worshiped. The Lord's want to see your hands raised and praising him and loving him. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, God, we're falling short.
Yes.
That second class, it was to the afflicted and the hopeless. I don't know about you, but I pray for my loved ones. I send out texts. Mary does too. God, would you touch and would you move inside of their soul, bring them so far down, God, that they'll look up to you. Empty them.
Yes.
Empty them.
Yes.
Make them thirsty.
Yes.
Make them dry.
Right.
Bring them down that they'll look up to God and say, Lord, then I'll cry.
Right.
I will cry to you. Raise your little hand in the house. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus to the lonely, to the afflicted. God, get a hold of the backsliders. Listen, there's backsliders out of our church. There's backsliders out of this church. There's backsliders out of every holiness church across the land. God, we need you to go out and rescue them. Stir the hearts, Lord. Stir their hearts, Lord. Bring them into that place that they'll say, I'm going to cry to God then. Then I'm going to cry. I'm down as far as I can go. I'm going to cry to Jesus. I need God to save me.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Come on.
Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses.
Yes.
He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing.
Jesus, Jesus.
Mary's told me so many times, I'll preach or teach. It seems like people just go right over top of their head.
Yeah.
No witness. No movement.
Come on.
I've seen services when the songs were anointed. The singers were anointed. The music was anointed. Stay with me a while here. And there's no movement.
Come on.
What is wrong?
Come on.
Where's the worship?
Come on.
The Holy Ghost is saying, oh. Deuteronomy says, God's crying. He said, oh, that they were such a heart in them, that they would love me and keep my commandments, that it may be well with them and their children after them. Oh, did you know God's a crying after you?
Amen.
Come on.
Did you know God's heart stirred after you? You're a cheerleader. Did you know that? A holiness one standing up there. I'll tell you, every church needs one of these right here. Praise God. I love you, little buddy. Mary said to me, you know why you get in and why that you worship and why that you're glad? It's because when God saved you, he brought you out of a horrible pit.
That's right.
Listen. I had one foot in hell and the other was slipping in. I was down, just like Psalm 107. I was afflicted, and I was in iron. I was in shackles,
come on.
And the drugs was eating me up. And I was in a pit, and I looked up, and when Jesus rescued me, he reached further down than I could ever reach up, and he brought me out. It ain't hard for me to get in. It ain't hard for me to worship the Lord and to praise him. But listen, on top of all of that, every one of us are headed to a city of gold.
That's right.
A city over there. There'll be no night. Jesus will be the light of that city.
Yes.
It'll have no need of the candle or the moon, the stars to shine in it. For Jesus will be the glory of that city. Hallelujah.
Come on.
How many could say, Brother Tommy, I thank you for the day that you called me. I thank you for the day, Lord, that you saved me. I thank you. Oh, raise your little hand. Oh, my name is over there. Sister Betsy, my name is in the book of life. Brother Ronnie, I don't know how thick the book of life is, but it's got millions of names in it since the beginning of time. Somewhere, oh Lord, on that day when we stand there and the books are open, when Jesus reads from that book of life and he finds my name, he said, son, you gave me your heart in 1974 in the world's time. You bowed on your knee and I saved you, and I took the drink away from you, the drugs out of you. I reached down and saved you. Son, you've had your battles, you've had your ups and downs and your trials, but you never lost the vision. You never let the vision go out. You never let the light go out. Son, you kept on going when you didn't feel like going, and you kept right on serving me. Oh Lord, you had your faults and your failures, but never one time did you leave me. Raise your little hand and say, oh Lord, I praise you for the hope, dear Lord, that I have. Can't you imagine whenever one of us stand before the Lord and he says to us, the blood has been applied. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus has been applied. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord that has been prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Enter thou in. That's what I want the Lord to say to me. Is it too hard for us tonight and to say, oh, God awaits. Oh, Lord, I praise you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. That's what God's a wanting. He's a wanting people to worship and be glad in their salvation and to rejoice in him.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Then they cried.
Then.
Yeah. Praise God for the thens in my life. How many's ever had a then?
That's right. Amen.
Yes.
Woo. Some's had a then on their deathbed.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Some's had a then, buddy, when tragedy hit and it looked like they was going to go out. But oh God, God's a looking for that soul that'll love him and serve him. I want to end with this one. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. Wow. And they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses.
Yes.
He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still.
Yes, Lord.
Then are they glad. Look at that, then. Then are they glad, because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven, a place of safety. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people.
Come on.
And praise him in the assembly of the elders. Psalms 31 and 7.
Come on.
David says, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy.
Yes.
Can I ask us from the depths of my heart, I'm almost any time I preach anymore or teach anymore, I include myself. Rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. How many's ever been in storms you felt like for sure your boat, your ship was going down? The storms, the winds, the waves, they stagger like drunken men. They're at their wits' end.
Come on.
And then they cry unto the Lord.
Yes.
And he saveth them out of their distresses.
Amen.
Slip your hand to him, Jesus. Bring me, Lord, to that haven of rest, to that place, God, of rest in my soul. Then we rejoice in thy mercies. We're glad, dear Lord, that you've delivered it. I feel the Lord right here. My Lord, look on your life right now. I'm glad for those times, God, you touched me. I'm glad for those times you visited me, Jesus, when nobody else could do it. Nobody else had the answer. There's no touch like yours, God. You came through. You came through in my darkest time. Lord, you came through in my affliction. When I was down to nothing, Lord, you came. Lord, you made the storm a calm. Lord God, you brought me, Lord, to the haven of rest. Ain't you glad today and tonight for God when he brings you? Hallelujah. Then they cry unto the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. It's a feeling, Brother Ron, in the soul. It's a feeling down in the heart that you look how good God's been to you. Oh, I want your praise. Oh, I want your worship.
Yes. Praise you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Psalms 40 and 16, let all of those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Rejoice, listen to this. Rejoice means to express in words and action express great joy and delight in, not holding back, but showing your gladness in singing and shouting God's praise. It's the feeling of not being able to hold that good feeling in, inside of what God's done for you and given you, what He's brought you through and brought you out of. Oh, that feeling, the worries have taken you. Where is the rejoicing? Where is the gladness? Hallelujah. That we would willingly get up and say, if we could only say a dozen words, say, I thank God that He saved me. Hallelujah. I'm glad for that day that He gave me peace when I didn't have any peace. I'm glad He visited me upon the sick bed and He touched my life and He lifted me up when I was down. I give Him a praise in the house. I'm glad He's filled my soul with gladness and with rejoicing. I believe I'm going to delight myself in Him. The Bible said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of thine heart. Delight yourself in God.
Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Some people say, well, I ain't emotional.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah, you are in the natural.
Oh, yeah.
I could pull out my wallet. What would you do if I just reach you a $1 million bill? Would you smile or frown or just drop your head? No, you wouldn't. Shoot. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I feel Him. Oh, how good God is. Come on, He's given every one of us treasures. We're rich in Jesus. We're a king, a king's child. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. I belong to Him. Hallelujah. He's my Father. Praise be to the Lord. Ain't you glad of what God can do? Hey, where's the emotion? Where is the hands? Where is the praise? Where is the worship? Where is the hallelujah? Where is the glory to God? I believe the Lord will do more in a church. I believe He'll do more when we're really glad in Him. And when we got a thankful heart and say, just give me that mic. Hey, Lord, I got something I want to tell. I'm ready to sing. I believe I'll stand and testify. You don't have to beg me. I got something that He gave me a long time ago. Well, praise the Lord on bended knees. He brought me out. He saved my soul. I got peace. I got hope. I got everlasting joy. Hey, Lord. Now there's an abundance in God, and there's more than more. More where this came from. It's more than enough. It's more to take you over. I can do it. It's in the heart. Oh, that men would praise Him for His goodness. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Rejoicing means I ain't able to hold it back.
Come on.
I can't contain it, Pastor. I cannot. I appreciate it. When you get excited and almost eat that microphone, and as your face turns red and the blood rushes, but there's something on the inside, and that's a geyser. It's a gushing from the inside. Side out. I'm telling you, if you got it, it'll show. It'll come out. Give Him a wave offering in the house. Lord, I want something to move me. I want it to thrill me. I want it, Lord, to flow. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Would you stand, those that's able in the house, stand. But let the righteous be glad. And let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Woo! Sing unto God. Sing praises to His name and extol Him. Let them exceedingly rejoice. Well, praise the Lord.
Come on.
seated.
Woo! Everybody in the house that loves Jesus, that's praising.
Amen. Come on. Come on.
Lord have mercy now.
I die.
If I try to hold it back.
Amen. Come on.
I'm telling you. It's
it. Come on, excitement.
Some people say, I've never seen a preacher like you, brother. And nobody can teach like you can. You're different. Oh, Lord. I want it in my hands. I want it in my feet. I'm telling you, it'll get all over you from your head all the way down to the sole of your feet. Won't it?
Get on fire for God.
Oh God, it's better felt than told. I cannot tell it, Brother Peel, how good God is. Brother Ben, this thing's alive. I'm telling you, it's fresh, it's real, it's new every day. Hallelujah, the blessings of the Lord. It maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. Give him a wave offering in the house. I'm telling you, if you want the Lord to come down, you gotta be glad and rejoice and send up those praises. Hallelujah. Go ahead and sing. Everybody wants to come around tonight. I know this is different. Then and oh. The then has to come first. Then I'll do something. Then I'll pray. Then I'll draw nigh. Then I'll call upon God. And I'm telling you, Brother Ronnie Ray, the oh will come. And the praise and the worship will come. The gladness will be poured out. Oh, Lord, pour out your heart tonight and say, Jesus, Jesus, give me that. Understands. It's magnified the Lord. Hallelujah.
He brought me out
of the fiery clay.
He set my feet
on the rock to stay.
He
put a song in my heart to stay. All I can say is hallelujah.
Well, praise be to the Lord. Rejoice and be glad in Him.
Hallelujah. All I can say is hallelujah. He bled and died
on Calvary.
He rose again.
Christ, He set us free. He's
coming back.
Just for you and me.
All I can say is hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All I can say is hallelujah.
He brought me out
of the miry clay. He set my feet on rock's stay. He put a song
in my heart to stay.
All I can say is hallelujah.